Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays, during the Noon Report, we spotlight the weighty issues in the news impacting our public schools with the one and only Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Dr. Kerr on assignment in West Palm Beach, Florida today, where the weather is always sunny and 70. Dr. Kerr, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much, Bob. Great to be with you again today.
Well, this is one of those shows where we wish we had more time, but we will do what we can with the time we've got. Last week, the U.S. House voted on a parents' bill of rights. Democrats argue this is a solution in search of a problem. Republicans say transparency is needed in our public school system. What say you, Dr. Kerr?
Well, I get skeptical, honestly, every time I hear this kind of stuff, because anybody can pass a law, which, by the way, I don't think this will pass the Senate. The real issue is what's happening in your local public school. Yeah. And that's where parents, whether they have a Bill of Rights or not, really need to be tuned in to what's going on.
Along those lines, a state senator in Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano, he's sponsoring a legislation in his state that would force schools to post online the curriculum taught. Mastriano says schools should focus on teaching children how to think, not what to think. Do you support this legislation?
Well, I certainly support the statement there. But again, I'm kind of skeptical of posting textbooks, course syllabus, state academic standards, and curriculum online. For one thing, I'm not sure how many people even look at their local school website. But again, the concept of how to think rather than what to think is really critically important.
A couple stories here that have local implications. A tragic turn of events last week at Hilton Central Schools in the Rochester area. A lot of our listeners are familiar with this email threat that was called in, and apparently a threat also made to the school superintendent. Thankfully, it turned out to not be anything, but they had to close the schools down. All over a book in the library that whoever sent this threat did not appreciate. Ralph, what were your thoughts on this story overall?
Well, I was interested to read that I think the librarian said the book had only been checked out once or twice in the several years that it's been in the library. In one sense, it's probably a big do over nothing, but it certainly got the attention of people. I do want to commend the school district for the way they handled the situation. I do hope that as the police investigate it, they find the people that were behind it. We've got to put an end to this kind of thing in our schools before it gets out of control.
Yeah, when it comes to the safety of our children, I don't care what side of the political fence you're on, we should all be in agreement with that one. There was another story out of Lockport, New York, in the Buffalo area. A couple of wrestlers facing harassment charges. These are 17-year-old kids. It ended up they had to cancel the rest of their wrestling season at a very successful program there. This has to do with bullying. And according to the National Center for Education Statistics, Ralph, 22% of 6th through 12th graders are bullied on a daily basis at school. What should parents do if they suspect their child is being bullied or they suspect their child is the one doing the bullying?
Well, certainly this all centers around having a relationship with your children. If you become aware of the fact that your child is being bullied, then let me tell you one thing not to do, and that is to call the parents of the child that your child may identify as doing the bullying. I've heard several cases where that didn't end well at all. But certainly get the specifics from your child and then make an appointment to go in and talk with the principal. But again, just saying my son or daughter was bullied won't really help the situation. You need to know the specifics. And obviously, if you become aware of the fact that your child is the one doing the bullying, then you certainly need to talk with them about that and encourage them to be more considerate of other people. I mean, some kids are really tough and they could take that kind of thing, but many of them can't.
Yeah.
I should say that bullying is much higher at the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade level than it is in the high school.
Yeah. Finally, we always want to know what's making waves inside the schools. You know, a lot of us officer on the outside looking in. I'm going to throw them at you, Ralph, and have you explain what they mean. Restorative practices is one of the buzzwords. Social and emotional learning, and this thing known as mindfulness. These are the big buzzwords nowadays.
Well, quickly, let me give our listeners a brief definition. Restorative practices is really an alternative to punishment. Social and emotional learnings is really helping students develop self-awareness and self-control and interpersonal skills. And then the newest one there, mindfulness, is really a type of meditation. They're encouraged to be aware of what they're sensing, what they're feeling. And I suppose if students feel better about themselves in some ways, that may have improved academic outcomes. But it seems to me, more importantly, the old-fashioned, and I am old-fashioned in this regard, ABCs and math may lead to better improvement of academic outcomes than some of these other things that are involved in school just now.
All right. Well, he may be old-fashioned, but he is never out of style. And that's why we love having Dr. Ralph Kerr on with us to make sense of a lot of important issues. And Ralph, hey, it's getting time. If you want to run for school board in New York State, the clock is ticking. You have some wonderful information online where folks can learn more. Where is that, sir?
That is simply at whyrun.org, whyrun.org.